This podcast episode is brought to you by emilynow.ca. Every business needs access to money. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but at some point, whether to fix a problem or take advantage of an opportunity, most businesses are going to need to access outside capital. If you visit emilynow.ca, you can sign up for their free gold plan, which will give you the opportunity to send a request out to the marketplace, see what comes back, see which banks or lenders might be interested in helping you. And then based on what you'd like to do, the experienced team at Emily Now will be there to help you every step of the way. It doesn't cost anything to get started, and you might be surprised by the results that you see. Visit emilynow.ca today to get started.
Dylan Gallagher here, founder of emilynow.ca, with another episode of our money content that we put together to try and help you, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, navigate the world of finance and money and capital and profit margin and that sort of thing. This episode is going to focus on a topic that lots of entrepreneurs and business owners tend to glaze over, not really pay much attention to, but it can be a really helpful exercise to go through. And so I thought I'd talk about this because it's something that we require when we're helping businesses try to solve a problem or take advantage of an opportunity, ultimately to help them access capital. And so today I'm going to talk about pro forma financial statements. I recognize that not every entrepreneur and business owner out there looks at their financial statements, and that maybe is something I can cover in a different episode. But today, if you are one of the few entrepreneur or business owners that does look at your financial statements and looks at both the balance sheet and the income statement, and if you want to know what the difference is between each of those, there's some other episodes that you can listen to where we explain that. But basically your balance sheet, your assets, your liabilities, what's left over is your equity or your value, and then your profit and loss statement, what'd you make, what'd you spend, and what's left over. However, when it comes to planning your business, as every business should do, you should have a strategy that you're trying to follow. You should have some really, really far out goals that you're trying to reach. A 10-year goal is good to have out in the horizon, but knowing what you're going to do this year, next year, and the year after, a 3-year plan is probably what you want to be looking at. And ultimately, it's not just a budget that you're looking at. It's called pro forma financial statements. What will the financial position of my company look like if we execute on the plan that we've got based on where we want to go? Now, my style, given the kind of work that we do for clients and users of emilynow.ca, is to actually start backwards. And to, you know, and we find ourselves in most cases saying, I've got this outstanding liability on my balance sheet, and in the next 3 years, we want to get rid of it. Or I have this problem. We're not profitable enough, but we'd like our profit margins to be twice what they are today. And so in order to do that, what we'll typically do is work backwards from what the balance sheet or profit and loss statement needs to look like in 3 years from now or in 2 years from now. And then what that allows us to do is now have a conversation about the strategies and the tactics that a business is going to have to embrace in order to achieve the result that they're looking for. So a pro forma set of financial statements is basically a budgeted balance sheet and a budgeted profit and loss statement. 3 years from now, what should your balance sheet look like? What assets should you have? What liabilities should be there? And what should the value remaining be? For your profit and loss statement, in 3 years from now, you should say that our revenue is this, our expenses are this, and our profit margin should be this. And then when a reader, somebody like me or a banker or an investor or even you as the owner, when you look at those financial statements, it's something that you should be really, really proud of. Because most business owners and entrepreneurs, let's face it, they put their head down, they get to work, and the next thing they know, a month has gone by, 2 months has gone by, 3 months has gone by, and they haven't looked at their financials. They don't really realize if they're on track or off track. And maybe they've got a business coach. I mean, certainly there are some great entrepreneurs and business owners out there that will utilize a business coach, a strategic coach, maybe an armchair CFO, to help them out. And that's great, but typically those sorts of, the type of help that you get from those sorts of individuals tends to be a little bit more macro, a little bit higher level, and not really down in the dirt, as it were. And so if you know where you're trying to get to, your pro forma financial statement should be something that are all either sitting in front of you, easily accessible on your mobile device so you can be looking at them, or at a minimum, something that your team is bringing to you once a week, once a month, to say, here's where we are today, and in the context of where we're trying to get to, we are on track or we are off track. And if you can imagine, you know, when you think about, you know, navigating a ship, as an example, or maybe you're trying to just to put the illustration in your mind, you know, you try and drive a vehicle down a highway, and it may not seem like a big difference today to be just a few inches off in your steering. You know, over the course of the next mile or two, you might just find that you just have to veer back into the lane. But if you don't correct that, or if you at least don't know if you're off track, then what happens over time is that gap just grows. And 2 years from now or 3 years from now, you're looking back going, wow, how did we get so far off the mark? And usually that happens very, very silently. It happens because there's nobody in the organization, or the business owner or entrepreneur is having a hard time trying to understand, how do I take our results today or this week or this month or this business quarter, and how do I line it up against where we're trying to go? Certainly a budget is important. That's one of the tools. And a budget is a little bit more immediate. It'll tell you your revenue and your expenses and what's left over. But when you look at it against your financial statements as a whole, what should my balance sheet look like? And what difference did the activities of the last week or two or month have on what my balance sheet's gonna look like 3 years from now? So pro forma financial statements, banks want to see them, investors want to see them, because it helps them read your business plan. I mean, in a sense, it's one thing to read your business plan in words, and it's another thing to see your marketing strategy in words on a page, but it's quite a different thing to very simply see, here's where our business is today in its entirety, balance sheet, income statement, or profit and loss statement. And then here's where it's going to be a year from now, here's where it's going to be 2 years from now, and here's where it's going to be 3 years from now. Balance sheet and profit and loss statement. And I know that lots of businesses struggle to put this together, mostly because it's a lack of resources. Most businesses that we work with are really strapped. They don't have a lot of excess capacity. They don't have a couple of accountants or finance people just sitting around waiting to do some work. And so being able to prioritize something like this can actually be very, very, very tough. And then to have the tenacity to see it through can be even tougher. So if you're running a business right now and you've often wondered about what pro forma financial statements are, they are a representation of both your balance sheet and your profit and loss statement at future points in time. Pro forma, what do you expect them to be? And most businesses will do a budget, but they typically won't do a balance sheet pro forma. And if you've watched a lot of our content, you'll know that to me, the balance sheet is arguably more important than the profit and loss statement. Although they serve two very different roles, the first document I always look at when trying to help a business sort out a moment that they're having, good, bad, or otherwise, is to look at the balance sheet, because that really tells me a lot. It tells me, what does the business own? What does the business owe? What's left over in terms of value? And it helps define kind of the bigger picture items that we would want to talk about as a business. Again, how are we going to deal with the payables that are over and above the receivables? How are we going to pay off the government payroll and tax remittances that haven't been sent out yet? How are we going to take the assets that we have and utilize them in such a way that they produce more income for us? So the balance sheet to me is really important, and most businesses won't put a pro forma balance sheet together. They'll put a budget together, but not a pro forma balance sheet to match it. And it's funny, I won't bore you with all the nerdiness of what this looks like, but it's funny that in order to do a budget for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, it's actually not that much more work to push it, to push the results into a balance sheet. So again, I won't get into how that works in this episode, but in talking to the finance people that you might have helping you out, it's not that difficult to prepare a pro forma balance sheet off of your budget. So this isn't like someone's got to go away and spend copious amounts of time developing yet another useless financial tool that no one uses. The truth is, if you've done the effort to put a budget together, which every prudent business should, then to put a balance sheet together isn't that big of a deal, but it's going to tell you a lot. To be able to look and see, how did our assets grow or shrink over 3 years? How did our liabilities grow or shrink over 3 years? And ultimately, right, the million-dollar question or billion-dollar question, depending on your business, might be, how did the value of our business change over the time period of our budget? So I thought that was important to share, mostly because I have a few companies right now that are having a hard time figuring out what the reason is for even putting pro forma financial statements together. They understand the budget, but they're not really sure why they need to do this other piece. So it just led me to want to create this particular piece of content so that maybe you're out there trying to figure it out as well. Maybe you've heard the term pro forma financial statements, but you never really understood what it meant. Hopefully this helps to cash it out a little bit, but most importantly, places the importance on having them. And so if you don't have them, that's the place to start. Get someone into your organization that can help you with that. If you're trying to figure out, okay, I think I've got it, but I don't really have any context, I don't really know what to do with this stuff, we'd love to help you. Our job every day is to help businesses access money that they need so that they can do more. That's what we get up every day to do. And through our online platform, emilynow.ca, you can build a profile, figure out in the marketplace, could your business access money? If it could, what would it look like? And then our team is there to help you through the process involved in getting your company funded and ready. So reach out to us if you want some help. Our green plan is free, doesn't cost you anything. It'll give you access to content like this. It's also gonna give you access to our Emily Now engine, which is our profile matching system. But ultimately, we want to help, and we think businesses have a huge impact on the marketplace, and in our particular niche, when it comes to accessing money, we think that we can have a pretty big impact as well. So, pro forma financial statements, make sure that you have them, and if you don't, then get someone on your team helping you do that, and we certainly could help point you in the right direction. We'll catch you on the next episode.